AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency request in federal court to block the Trump administration from using the National Guard and Marines to help with immigration raids in Los Angeles. The president says he had to get involved.
All I want is safety. I just want a safe area. We have Los Angeles was under siege until we got there. The police were unable to handle it. You can speak to the chief. He said it on television three nights ago. He said, This is more than we can handle.
It's extreme, but the president left open the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act, which authorizes him to deploy military force inside the U.S. to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations. The AP's Tara Kopp reports the National Guard's work in Los Angeles will be limited.
U.S. troops on U.S. soil cannot conduct law enforcement except under very specific circumstances. And under the authorities that Trump has deployed these National Guard troops right now, they cannot. They can protect buildings. They can help with traffic flow.
California Democrat Jimmy Panetta in the House says the president's moves are about provocation.
It was about Donald Trump who sent in the military to basically stir things up and give him the image and give him the fight and give him the pictures that he wants.
Obscene slogans directed at the president and federal law enforcement remain scrawled across several buildings in L.A. At the Walt Disney Concert Hall, workers were busy washing away graffiti. In Nebraska, immigration authorities raided at least one Omaha food production plant, inspiring some small protest. Details about how many workers were affected weren't immediately clear. Israel has deported climate activist Greta Thunberg a day after Israel's military seized the Gaza-bound ship she was on. Thunberg spoke in Paris and described a quite chaotic and uncertain situation. This is AP News. The NCAA says online abuse related to sports betting decreased during the March Madness tournament compared to last year.
But people involved in the competition still received more than 3,000 threatening messages. Overall, abusive statements directed at people involved in the men's tournament increased by 140%, much of it directed at the selection committee and coaches, while abuse related to sports betting was down 36%. Abuse on the women's side was down overall. The NCAA hired Signify Group to monitor messages to confirm the threats and, when necessary, reported them to law enforcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Coach Deion Sanders has not attended football camps at the University of Colorado this spring. The school says it couldn't comment on a reason for his absence. ESPN, citing a source it did not name, says Sanders has been ill and out of the office recently. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.